Cardinal Maradiaga is warning that the international community's slow response to the Syrian crisis could be tragically reminiscent of the Balkans crisis of the 90s. Oscar Rodriguez Maradiaga, president of Caritas Internationalis, also calls for a halt to the arms trade that he says is nurturing the conflict. And the cardinal speaks of the ongoing tension in Gaza and of the dramatic situation in the Democratic Republic of Congo, a conflict brought to the attention of the world, thanks also to Pope Benedict XVI's appeal for peace there at the Wednesday General Audience.
You know, that country has suffered a lot because of wars, so it's necessary to avoid more suffering, especially to the people. They are really in panic in those regions of Goma. I was recently there in the big meeting with all the bishops of Caritas Africa, and the concern, the bishops made an appeal. Now, yesterday, I know that the Bishops' Conference of Congo was, the permanent committee was in meeting, and of course they are going to make another appeal to the peace. But the main problem is economic, you know. That region of Goma is very rich in minerals that are called strategic minerals, and this is why Rwanda is also participating, and they say also the south of Uganda. So it's we wish and we pray that there will not be another war.
Also reminiscent of what happened back in 1994.
Of course, and there is a lot of hatred, you know. It still continues. And so this is a problem that is necessary to solve with the support of the international community.
You speak of the international community. We could see that coming as we have been observing the bloodshed in Syria.
Yes, and it's a pity that blood is increasing in Syria, and the international community is so quiet and so slow in trying to be present there. This is a shame. I wouldn't like to have another situation like the Balkans in the 90s, where finally peace was achieved, but with a big suffering of people. It's the same now in Syria. It's necessary to stop, especially the selling of arms, because this is one of the reasons why many of the countries that had veto in the United Nations are so passive. It's nice to have money in times of a financial crisis, but it's a shame that this money comes from blood of other peoples.
How important is the Pope's voice in raising awareness and hopefully in halting what's going on?
I am convinced that the only moral voice that remains is the voice of the Pope. That is why his messages are so important in knocking the doors of the consciences in order to think in a human way, and not in a materialistic way.
Have you a plan in action for Congo and for Syria? How is Caritas going in there?
Both of them are working very well. And you can have the information here because we have a special bureau for dealing with this kind of emergencies. For what I know, both in coordination with the local Caritas are working strongly and have plans for that. In Syria, it's more difficult because of the bombs. But there is organization. We are in contact with the bishop. And, of course, we are also trying to provide medicine and food, shelter for those who migrate. There is a lot of migration through Turkey. And, of course, winter is very strong. And this is another concern for the humanitarian aid.
We speak of Congo and Syria because maybe they are most in the news, but there are many other areas of concern. What else is in your radar at the moment?
When you see Gaza, for instance, thank heaven they stopped in sending missiles. But what will happen after the sanctions that Israel has applied to the Palestinians because of the recognition by the UN as observers to the Palestinian people? It's very sad that the world cannot live in peace, and especially approaching the Christmas season when, well, for to begin, many nations have cancelled Christmas. They are only having holidays, and congratulations for happy holidays. Happy holidays without Christ are no holidays anymore, because the origin of Christmas comes from the birth of Christ. And this is an attitude that can lead only to the indifference. Okay, we can celebrate if we have food and drink, but if not, there is no holiday. What about the coming of our Lord? What about the presence of Christ that is the only moral orientation for a world that is sunk in materialism and only seeking the God of gold?
That's probably why the Pope called for this year of faith.
Yes, yes. And, well, for what I have been seeing in Latin America, the year of faith will be a great success because people have taken it seriously. We started on the 11th of October with a massive holy mass in a shrine in Honduras, in Tegucigalpa, with 10,000 people from all the parishes. It was really, really a blessing. We have taken seriously what the Pope said, which will be the prayer for the year of the faith. And he said, the credo, I believe. And now all the people are praying, I believe, every single day. And this is beautiful, because when you know that and when you repeat that and when you pray with that, you have answers that take your life directly. If I believe in this, I have to be like this. I have to act like this. I have to put my faith in action by charity.
Cardinal, you were in Rome for a board meeting here at Caritas Internationalis. Does this mean that you're drawing up new plans for the coming year, that you're coordinating with all your local Caritas organizations? What's going on?
Well, of course, the board will start. We didn't have it yet. But the board is scheduled because after the new statutes, we need to have these meetings 4 times a year. And so this is one of the first of the new statutes. And we will have new people also participating that have been elected. And of course, one of the points is the plans for the next year.
I get the feeling, speaking to other aid agencies as well, that Caritas is very much a point of reference for coordinating and for organizing humanitarian help throughout the world.
This is our main goal. We are not a structure of power, but of service. And, of course, we also will have a meeting with ICMC, the International Commission for Migrations. You know that migration is a very sensitive problem nowadays, and we also are in coordination with them.
Are you hopeful for the coming future?
Of course, because especially Advent is a time of hope, and so I am very hopeful about that.